I asked Spalding how much money he thought I could earn from the League of the Red-Headed Men, and he said that I could probably make a couple of hundred pounds a year. It wasn't a great amount of money, but the work was easy and wouldn't interfere with anything else I was doing. I could certainly use a little extra money. The business had not been very good for a few years, and an extra couple of hundred pounds would be very handy. I asked Spalding to tell me everything he knew about the League of Red-Headed Men. He pointed to the advertisement and said that all the information I needed was right there. The address where I had to apply was printed on the advertisement, and Spalding suggested that I go there as soon as possible. Spalding told me that the league was founded by an American millionaire named Ezekiah Hopkins, who was very peculiar in his ways. He was quite eccentric. Because he himself was red-headed, he had a great sympathy for all red-headed people. When he died, he left his enormous fortune in the hands of trustees with instructions to apply the interest to help other red-headed men. Spalding said that the League of Red-Headed Men was a London institution. Ezekiah Hopkins was born in London and spent his childhood here before going to America. He wanted to do something for his hometown, and the League of Red-Headed Men was the idea that he came up with. Only men with bright red hair were allowed to join the league. Those with dark red hair or light red hair were not admitted.